It's going to take a whole lot of money. That's George Harrison on Wild Coast Radio. Got My Mind Set on You, and Heather Waters' Mozambican Rain brings us to 8 o'clock and news time. In your top stories, Minister Gorongwana blames Jacob Zuma for fiscal problems, the EFF flags lack of funds for the inspection and enforcement unit, and the WHO calls for an increase in taxes on alcoholic and sugary drinks. The Minister of Finance, Enoch Gorongwana, has blamed former President Jacob Zuma for the country's current fiscal problems. Gorongwana was responding to the debate on the Adjustments Appropriation Bill in Parliament. The minister says it has taken the current government time to repair the damages that were done under Zuma's leadership. He says the damage has also cost the ANC votes during elections. The EFF has raised concerns about the lack of adequate funding for the Inspection and Enforcement Unit. The unit is responsible for protecting vulnerable workers and ensuring compliance with the country's labour laws. The EFF's Kosi Mokonto was speaking about the matter in the National Assembly yesterday. She says the party also wants to know why the Department of Employment and Labour has not prioritised sufficient budgetary allocations to the unit. The Department of Education in Gauteng will place some pupils in schools temporarily. There are still over 3,000 grade 1 and 8 pupils who do not have schools in the province. The provincial department says pupils who cannot find schools over the next 10 days will be temporarily placed in schools. The province says it is creating new schools for the temporary placement of learners because many schools have reached capacity. Meanwhile, the Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwarui, and the Northwest Education MEC, Viola Motsumi, will officially launch the 2026 back-to-school program in the Northwest today. Gwarui will mark the first day of the academic year at the Shenolo Primary School in the Lelabile Township near Brits. The visit will focus on welcoming learners, particularly grade R and 1, to pupils starting school for the first time. The minister will also inspect the readiness of the National School Nutrition Program to ensure meals are provided from day one. The World Health Organization has called for a higher tax on alcoholic and sugary drinks. The organization has expressed concern about the high consumption of these drinks around the world. It says this high consumption is contributing to health problems among populations. The WHO says low taxes on alcoholic and sugar drinks are contributing to high obesity rates, cancers, heart disease and diabetes. And moving to international news, planet Earth experienced its third warmest year on record last year. According to the European Centre for Medium-Range Weather Forecasts, 2025 was the third warmest year since 2023. The past 3 years were also the first consecutive 3 years where the average global temperatures were 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial era. Experts warn that global warming is going to continue causing devastation around the world. Financials, gold selling at $4,629.81 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $65.34. A US dollar, R16.36. The British pound, R21.99. And the euro, R19.05. A Bitcoin is currently $95,225.64. And that's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping up the Back to School edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have a great day. And for those learners back in school, well, you're in class right now, so have a great day and chat again tomorrow for the Thursday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. It's going to be warm. Stay cool.
Audio streaming wherever you are. Wild Coast Radio.
Sometimes I dream I'm riding on a star. Sometimes I dream that I'm going far. Sometimes I'm Elvis, shaking my knees. Sometimes I'm Fred Astaire, dancing to please. And I swear if I ever give up my dream, I will surely die. I will surely die.
1, 2, 3, 4. He can walk and he can talk and he can shake his knees. He's the king of shaking.
Yeah.